This is All of It. I'm Kusha Navadar in for Allison Stewart. In the novel You Know What You Did, Annie Shaw seems to have it all. Her career as a painter is taking off. She lives in a fancy suburb in Washington, D.C. with her husband, a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, and their teenage daughter. It's a life she never thought she'd reach. It's a huge leap from her childhood. She was raised in a modest household by her mother, a refugee from Vietnam. But after Annie's sick mom suddenly passes away, life takes a sharp turn. You see, Annie's got OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, and it comes back hard. She experiences paranoia, memory loss, and hyperfixation on cleanliness. And on top of all that, Annie starts to hear her mom's voice haunting her. Out of nowhere, a benefactor of Annie's artwork mysteriously disappears, and Annie is implicated. You Know What You Did is full of twists and turns, but it's not only a thriller. It's a story of one person's journey as they grapple with generational trauma and OCD. The book is out tomorrow, and with us now is the author, Katie Wen. Katie, welcome to All of It.
Thank you so much, Kusha. I'm really excited to be here.
And listeners, we want to hear from you about your own experiences. Are you or a loved one living with OCD? Has your life been impacted by it? We're here with Katie Wen, and her latest novel features a protagonist living with OCD. So please do share your story. Give us a call at 212-433-9692. That's 212-433-WNYC, or you can hit us up on social or at All of It WNYC. So, Katie, first of all, congrats on publishing your new novel.
Oh, thank you so much.
And it's your first one. And I wanted to first talk about your motivations for writing the story. In a video that we saw that you post on Instagram, you said, quote, debut novels are often very personal ones. How does that ring true for you for this book?
Well, this, You Know What You Did, is definitely personal story because I draw from my own experiences growing up in a refugee family in Ohio. And I also draw from my own experience with contamination-based obsessive compulsive disorder. And I think you can't really fake the rawness of the emotions behind those stories. So I wanted to, I mean, the character is different from me, of course, but those raw emotions, the fears, the disturbing thoughts, those things are real.
Did you always know you wanted to write this story as a thriller? Tell us a little bit about the process of selecting the genre.
Well, I've been asked, why didn't you write a historical fiction, or why didn't you write a family drama? Because often stories by immigrant authors fall into those categories. But I read thrillers. I read probably 1 to 3 psychological thrillers a week. It's the area I read in. And I think a lot of people of color read in those areas as well. And there aren't many BIPOC authors in the thriller genre. And because it's what I read, it was just natural for me to write in that genre.
Yeah.
As I don't think the passion will come across on the page for the reader if I'm writing historical fiction, but I don't read that myself.
When did you start reading thrillers? When did you realize that? Would you call it your favorite genre?
It is now for sure. But in my 20s, I actually read Golden Age mysteries, cozies. And it wasn't until COVID actually that I snapped and I started reading these darker psychological thrillers. Take from that what you will, but it is it was a sudden shift during COVID, and then I just couldn't get enough of them.
Well, thrillers is a fantastic genre, and hey, we all have to find refuge in our own ways that work for us, right?
Right, exactly.
And, you know, thinking about this element of drawing on your own history and, you know, incorporating ideas of OCD and tough mental health topics, for you, how do you make sure you address them without sensationalizing them?
I address them from a very personal viewpoint. This is Annie Shaw, the main character, and You Know What You Did, is her motivations, her thoughts in terms of OCD are based on my personal experience. So I'm not making generalizations. I'm really drawing from my very raw, vivid experience with OCD.
Yeah. Let's dive into it a little bit. So the main character of the book is Annie. She's come a long way since her tough upbringing, yet the death of her mother seems to bring back a lot of pain she thought she had moved past. And that's a key element for me that I found super interesting in the way that you described these mental health issues or just this experience in the book. You know, we call OCD a relapse. Why did you want to focus on OCD as a relapse in this book? And is that a big part of having OCD?
I think in my case, which is what I can speak to only, I manage OCD beautifully through medication. It isn't the case with everyone, but in my case, there's a strong genetic component, a strong biochemical component. And medication actually just turned my life around completely. Once I received my diagnosis and my treatment plan, it went from day to night, night and day change. And so with OCD, I think it's a matter of managing your symptoms. And in the book, and without giving away any spoilers, she's managing her OCD beautifully. And then her mother dies. There are a lot of stressful happenings. And she starts to lose her grip and she starts to unravel in a big way.
Listeners, if you're just joining us, we're talking to author KT Wen. She just wrote, she didn't just write, but we're just coming out with the book, You Know What You Did. It's her debut thriller novel out tomorrow. And if you are listening right now and you have experience with one of the main elements of this book, which is obsessive compulsive disorder, we want to hear from you. Are you or a loved one living with OCD? How has your life been impacted on it? We're with KT Wen. Her latest novel features a big part of the book is about OCD and the main character grappling with it, living her life with it after a traumatic incident brings her diagnosis back. Share your story with us. Call 212-433-9692. That's 212-433-WNYC. Or you can text us on social media at all of it, WNYC. KT, we were just talking about how Annie is struggling with relapse on it and how that's an element that you personally bring to the table of OCD. And I'm wondering, as a consumer of media generally up until this point, what do you feel like media kind of gets wrong about OCD or kind of either glossifies or looks over? And what did you want to not fix, but maybe just point to with your contribution?
In media, usually OCD is portrayed as being in a very lighthearted way. It's a quirky detective. It's a neighbor who has to knock two times fast and three times slow. It's always something very lighthearted, and people use the phrase, I'm OCD, very liberally. But the reality for me and for many, many people with OCD is the intrusive thoughts, the compulsions can be very dark. They can be debilitating. They can totally destabilize your life and make you feel like a prisoner in your own body. And I don't think that's something that's captured in books, TV, film at all. And one of the things I'm proudest of with You Know What You Did is the reception. Whether or not readers like the book, most do, thankfully, but whether or not they do, they feel like those without OCD feel like they've learned something from reading it. They've stepped inside someone else's shoes. They got an interesting viewpoint. And those with OCD finally see a realistic, sober portrayal of themselves on the page.
There's one passage in the book that captures Annie's OCD pretty vividly. She got into a fight with her daughter, Tabby, who tells Annie that she doesn't trust her. And after an intense incident, which don't worry, no spoilers, but it's painful for Annie to hear that from her daughter. So she heads to the shower to process the incident. I understand that you have a passage from there. Would you be willing to read it for us?
Of course. Annie pumps body wash into her cupped palm. After dinner, Duncan took Tabby for a heart-to-heart walk, so thankfully nobody's home to note the duration of her shower. Beginning at the top of her head and inching down to her feet, she lathers, then lets the hot water jet blast away the nagging thoughts cycling through her brain. Was the seal broken on top of the frozen yogurt container? What if someone opened it in the grocery store? smelled it or licked it, then put it back. It happened last year, that story on the news. Got my shower, Annie says as she carefully steps out directly onto her flip-flops. Did your bare feet brush against the ground? Maybe you should wash it again, just in case. Naked, shivering, she stares down at her feet. Fat water droplets fall from her hair onto the granite. It'll be easier if you just shower one more time. It's only 8 o'clock, but Annie puts on her pajamas and draws the curtain. She climbs into bed, but doesn't sleep. If she closes her eyes, the nightmares come. Annie is a master of creating worlds. In her paintings, her gardens, her identity. Like many with contamination-based OCD, she's learned to cope by mentally carving out separate, distinct spaces, inside and outside, clean and dirty. She can function in the external dirty world because it's all contaminated anyway. Only by decontaminating herself, undressing, shampooing, showering, can she re-enter her clean world. Calamity strikes when the two worlds collide, inside, outside, clean, dirty. The blurring of borders triggers punishing uncertainty.
This is All of It on WNYC. We're talking to author Katie Wen, whose new novel, You Know What You Did. It's a debut thriller novel, and it's out tomorrow. And listeners, we want to hear from you. A big part of this novel is dealing with generational trauma, and it's also dealing with OCD. And if you have experience with either, especially OCD, we're interested in taking your calls. Give us a call. We're at 212-433-9692. And Katie, we have some callers here. Let's go to Sophia on the Upper West Side. Hey, Sophia, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
What's your story, Sophia?
I started struggling with really severe anxiety that was actually OCD from a very young age, but wasn't diagnosed until my mid-20s. And it was actually a shock to me just because of the way OCD is represented in mainstream media and in our culture, where I was thinking I'm not organized, I'm not super neat. And it manifested itself as being obsessed with bodily sensations like blinking. I had trouble sitting in a classroom or being in public without worrying about making a noise. Really severe existential panic and obsessions. Things like that. So not at all how it is represented.
Sophia, thank you so much for that call and sharing your perspective. Let's also hear from Grace in Brooklyn. Hi, Grace. Welcome to the show.
Hey. Yeah, I'm really resonating with what Sophia was saying. I was actually just diagnosed with OCD a couple months ago, definitely after what now feels like a lifelong struggle with it, but something that was also really instigated by the death of my mother and the sort of like experience of loss of control that sort of put me through, like really started to trigger really intense symptoms of OCD, which sort of like the last caller have a lot to do with bodily sensation and less to do with contamination, even though that's definitely a part of it. So yeah, I managed through doing exposure response prevention therapy, which I've been in for like the last few months since I've been diagnosed, and it's been a really amazing experience. So I would that's how I managed, and that's what I would recommend to anyone else.
Grace, thank you so much for that call. I just want to say, Sophia and Grace, thank you both for calling. And for everyone listening right now, we're talking about the new novel, I Know What You Did, with author Katie Wen. And it comes out tomorrow. It's her debut thriller novel. And we're sharing stories about an element of that novel, which is OCD. And, you know, Katie, I was listening, especially with Grace, talking about the relationship with her parents, I think specifically her mother. I saw you nodding your head. It sounds like a lot of these elements that we experience in our lives struggling with OCD have found places in your story. How did it feel hearing those callers?
It was so satisfying. It's better than any 5-star review. The fact that the book can generate this conversation, OCD is a very complex disorder. There are a lot of forms it can take. I like Sophia, I didn't know I had OCD I had been diagnosed with depression, anxiety. I had no idea it was OCD until I want to say my late 20s, early 30s. And I had had it since I was a teenager. So I think it's important to increase understanding about what the disorder is. And the International OCD Foundation, if you want to read more about current research, symptoms, that's a great place to start.
And, you know, we had Grace talk about the relationship with her mother, and that is a big element of this book, too, because this book is also as much about generational trauma. After Annie's mom passes away, her mother's ghost haunts her, and she hears her voice nagging her every move. Even the book's title, You Know What You Did, is a line that Annie's mom says to her over and over again. How did you want to use the, like, quote-unquote ghost to portray this idea of generational trauma?
There's the idea of generational trauma and the legacies we leave for our children, unintended or intended. There's the idea, I mean, OCD itself is often a lot of the cases are inherited. Up to half the cases of OCD are inherited and genetic, according to recent research. That's on the actual tangible genetic side. The other side is the experience of being raised by a refugee mother. And that gets to the inherited trauma. I try to portray in the book Annie's mother, how destabilizing the experience is for her coming to the U.S. during the Vietnam War as an immigrant. With a baby in her belly and no one else to count on. I think that if you read the book, you can kind of experience the real psychological horror of being a war refugee.
Yeah. And it passes, you know, it's not just from one generation. It goes down. We see that in the book, too, because there is a complicated relationship between Annie and her daughter, Tabby. This might be an existential question, but after, you know, your own experience writing this book, do you have any insight into what it takes to heal a cycle of generational trauma like this, or at least maybe what helps?
I think one thing that helps is acknowledging it. I hate to say read, but reading for me in particular, it's not that it's a cure-all, but it's a way read books by authors different than yourself. It's just a way to see other viewpoints versus just being stuck in the isolation of your family, how you are raised. It's a way to get that outside of that world and to kind of start to break the loop of inherited trauma, unhealthy habits, unhealthy thought patterns.
And, you know, this book is full of the great pieces that makes a thriller book a thriller. There is, you know, mystery, surprise, characters that you can really care about and relate to. And there is this layer of talking about difficult things in our world in a grounded, accessible way. And I wonder, as you have this book out in the world and you hear folks saying their experiences and you yourself say that's better than any 5-star review, I'm wondering, how do you hope this book contributes in its own small way to the conversation about mental health?
I hope that those with OCD continue to see themselves on the page and feel a sense of validation. And those who don't have OCD or have other mental health conditions, that it helps them expand their view of OCD and how serious of a condition it can be. I like to describe the book as The Shining meets Celeste Ng, because it's part descent into madness and part AAPI family drama. So it's an unusual book, let's say.
Dynamic book. And very quickly, you know, we have maybe 30 seconds. Do you think that it's helped you look at your own perspective on all and in your own journey as somebody, you know, immigrant and also OCD person who's struggling with these things?
I think it has. And actually, I wrote it. My daughter is younger, so she hasn't read it yet. But I thought it would be kind of a fun way for her to read it and see, get a view into my mind.
I think
that's something we can leave for our daughters.
Ah, it's beautiful. We've been talking to KT Nguyen, who's the author of You Know What You Did. It's her debut thriller novel. It's out tomorrow. KT, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Kusha.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.